Thank you very much, and thank you for having us.
Ya gode sosai da kuma yadda kuka malice mu yayin murna ba kadan ba.
My team and I were very happy to be here to bring you the gospel.
Wato yayin farin ciki domin yazo na yi mana bishara tare mu zauna tare mu yi ci daya da juna.
So I want to thank your pastor.
Pastor
Elder John. Pastor John. And our sister Malamat.
Da kuma ita malama wadda ba ta nan duk godiya ubangiji ya daukaka su.
This is Adeze Oputa. She's from Delta.
Ita wacce can ita ce sunanta Adeze, wato ta fito daga can yar kudu ci a nan kasa.
Brother Madaki is from Kaduna South.
Wato ni kuma Madaki daga can kudancin Kaduna.
I'm from California and my name is Heshimu.
Shi kuma daga California ne America sunan shi Heshimu.
And I ask you to turn with me in your Bible into 1 Corinthians chapter number 6.
Zai so mu gode cikin littattafan mu farko a Korintiyawa ta farko sura 6.
I'll ask Brother Madaki if you can read verse number 1 through 11.
Okay, zan so in karanta daga aya 1 zuwa 11. Muna wurin zan karanta. Yace ina wannan ku yana da wata wato kara game da dan uwansa ashe zafi ya fi kurum kai maganar wato a gaban marasa adalci ba a gaban wato tsarkaka ba ashe ba ku sani ba tsarkaka ne za su yi wa duniya shari'a in kuwa ku ne za ku yi wa duniya shari'a ashe ba za ku yi wato shari'ar kananan al'umara ba ba ku sani ba za mu yi wa malaiku shari'a balle ma al'umara da suka shafi wato zaman duniyar nan hudu in kuma in kuwa kuna da irin waɗannan wato kararren kararraki don me kuke kaiwa gaba waɗanda su ba komai bane a game da ikkilisiya na faɗi wannan ne domin ku kunyata ashe wato ba ku mutane ɗaya bane mai hikima a cikin ku da zai iya sananta tsakanin wato ƴan uwa sananta da cikin ƴan uwa amma dai ƴan uwa kana yakan kai ƙaran ɗan uwa da ba mara saba da gaskiya kuma aya 7 yace ku yi ƙaran juna ma ai asara ce a gare ku ba gaya ku hakuri a cuce ku ba ku kuma yi wato hakuri a zamce ku amma gashi ku da kanku kuna cuta kuna zamba har wa ƴan uwanku kuke yi wa tara yace ashe ba ku sani ba marasa adalci ba za su samu gadon cikin mulkin Allah ba kada fa a yaudare ku ba kada a yaudare ku ko fasikai ko matsafa ko mazinanta ko masu ludu ko ba masu madubu ludu Allah ya jami kalmar sa
aya. And then I will read. Thank you. And then I will read in verse number 9 through 11.
Zai karanta shi daya daga zuwa 11.
I'll lead us in prayer and then we'll have our message.
Wato sai yi mana addu'a mu ci gaba da bijin jawabin sai mu zauna shirin mu natsu.
Do you not know that the unrighteous, verse 9, will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor abusers with words, revilers, nor extortioners, those who take by either by force or by trickery, will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. These sins on this list. But you washed yourselves, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Our Father, we hope and pray that you will meet with us this night, this morning, every day, but especially now as we meet with you and with your people in the gospel.
Amen.
Help us to hear.
Yes, Lord.
Help us speak truth in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You have done the work already on behalf of your people. Help us to see who we are in Christ. For his name's sake. And may he have all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
I do really want to glorify Christ today. And he says in verse number 9 that you washed yourselves. Or maybe in your version it says you washed. But in the original Greek language, it's you wash yourselves. You heard the gospel of God's grace. You applied it unto yourselves. And what Paul is telling us is to believe and to be who you are in Christ Jesus. The salvation of the righteous is entirely a work of God's grace. He gives the free gift of eternal life and salvation. It's a work of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, from start to finish. He chose us. He predestined us. He called us. He redeemed us from the pit of our corruption. He gave us faith. He caused us to see our Lord Jesus Christ. But what he's saying here is that you're not acting like who you are in Christ. In order from the sinner to get into righteousness, he has to trust in Christ Jesus. But once that man has trusted Christ, he's to realize who you are and act like it. I'm not made righteous by anything which I say or do. I'm made righteous by faith in the Son of God. But when I come unto the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, I am utterly transformed from the inside out. So he's telling us to be the real you. If this work of grace has been worked inside of your heart. And this morning I want to come to you with three things. One, the sin that was happening at Corinth, which proved that they were very spiritually immature or lost. And number two, I want to reveal even more so of who we are in Christ Jesus and what it means to be a child of God and believe the gospel. And
And then thirdly, I want to issue a warning from our text.
Wato na uku kuma yana so ba muka sheji ne ga inda muka karanta.
That either we believe these things and we act like it.
Idan muka ba da gaskiya kuma muna tafiya yadda yake yi, ko kuma ba mu tafiya ba ko kuma mun hadaka. Na uku kenan.
It's either faith in Christ for real or the wrath of God.
Wato ban gaskiya cikin Kristi ko kuma rashin ban gaskiya din shi yana jawo hushin Ubangiji.
And so let's look at this first thing, the corruption.
Zamu duba wato kazanta ta rayuwa
that was happening at Corinth.
Wato da yake faruwa a wannan kilisiyar ta Korintiyawa din.
And I hope it's not happening here, but there is a correction for all of us.
Wato yana fata irin wannan rubutun ba zai faru a nan kilisiyar din ba.
The preacher has to be the very first person to hear of the word of God and take it unto himself in order to give it unto the people.
Shi mai bisharan dole ne zai samu kalma a cikin sa kafin ya samu wannan kalma mai rai tukuna ya zo ya yayawa mutane su samu wannan kalma din nan da yake da shi.
He has to be corrected first. Is that true?
Wato ya kamata shi ya daidaita ko? Ko ba gaskiya bane?
In order to preach.
Domin yayi bishara.
I must be saved. I must be born again.
Dole in samu ceto, dole ne in tabbata akwai abin da nake so in ba mutane.
And the text has to get into my life first.
Yace dole ne in fara daga cikin rayuwata kafin in ci gaba.
But here is a reproof that God has for us, and as we say in America, if the shoe fits, you wear it.
Wato kamar yadda suke wani kalmar magana ta kasa a Amurka yace takalmin da kasa ya shige ka da kake sa shi.
Get that saying?
Mun gane wannan kalmar maganar.
If it hits home, you take it.
Wato in yayi maka kuma jawabi takalmin din nan, in yayi maka ka karbe shi. Zabe ne.
Okay. If it affects you, then you receive it.
In yana shafe ka, sai ka karba ko ta ce.
And so he says in verse number 1 that dare any of you having a matter against another that you go to the law, the outsiders, before the unrighteous. That would be like Christians having an argument and then we go to a Muslim court to have them tell us what is right from wrong.
Wato kamar yadda Bible yake ga mana a nan gurin idan muna da sabani da juna sai mu mako mu zauna mai daidaita juna a sai mu je wanda bai ma san kan ga doba ba idan mai bai san ma inda yake fawa sai mu zo mu ce mishi dan ka sai san kamu da kan ne bi da bi yace ka abun ta kai shi ne.
That would be very shameful.
Wato abun kunya ne da kuma abun damuwa.
But that's what the church at Corinth was doing. They were not recognizing who they are in Christ and the gifts they have and the wisdom that's been given unto them by God.
Wato irin rayuwar da Korintiyawa suke rayuwa kenan. Ba su sani yanayinsu ba. Ba su sani ma me yake kansu ba. Shi yasa suke irin rayuwa din nan na kazanta da irin rayuwa ta oho.
That he made you a new creation and we are able to judge right from wrong through the Bible.
Ya amme da mu ya kirawo mu domin mu zama masu kazanci masu sanin inda muke nufa domin mu iya daidaita juna cikin kalmar Ubangiji.
And so you go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints. Verse 2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world?
In muka tashi muka je wajen al'ummai wanda ba su san Ubangiji ba su sharantar da mu ba ka sani ba mu ne za mu sharantar da duniya.
He's saying that the transformation that has happened to us is so radical that one day at the end of time me and you shall stand in judgment of the very angels who sinned against God, even the devil himself. He will be under our feet and judged because we will be perfectly righteous and holy and have the mind of God.
Wato mu rika mu sani cewa ga yanayin mu cewa shedani da malaikunsa suna karkashin mu ne. Wata rana za mu tattaje su mu za mu karantar da su mu sani matsayin mu san me mu kafin kan kan mutum muna tafiya barkatun mu sani da wannan.
Ya.
That's the authority that he's given you in our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you able to recognize how great a thing has happened unto you in the transformation of the gospel? I don't want you to look at your physical things and to say, I'm very small in this world. I want you to look at the spiritual things you have in Christ and say, I'm mighty through God. I am able through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters about whose money and whose chicken and whose goat and who said what to somebody else and whose wife was mistreated? Aren't the saints of God able to gather together under the wisdom of God, being taught by the Bible how to live and what's right and wrong, and render a verdict in God's house? If then you have judgments concerning things that pertain to this life, he says in sarcasm, put the least esteemed member of the church in charge of who's right and wrong about their money. He's saying our money is so unimportant. Our spiritual life is so high that even the least believer in the church ought to be able to judge that matter and get at right or wrong. Very easy. Who knows who? Who's right and wrong? What was said? It doesn't have to be in a contract. What was said out of the man's mouth? We are a holy people sent by God into this world to save sinners. Don't we know right from wrong? Verse 5, I say this unto your shame, Paul says. That there is not a wise man among you, not even one, who will be able to judge between his brothers. But brother goes to law against brother. And I'm not talking about in the flesh. I'm sure that some of you are brothers and sisters and mothers and elders in the flesh, but Paul's talking about in the spirit, which is so much more. So much higher. My spiritual family is higher than my physical. My spiritual family is all of God's people on this earth.
Wato duk yan uwansa a cikin masu bi shine yan uwansa.
And we have the wisdom of God in these matters.
Muna da hikima Ubangiji ga wannan kalmas.
But brother goes to law against brother in that even before the Muslims, the animists, the atheists, the courts of this world. My brother, how embarrassing to bring in front of a Muslim judge the matters of our church.
Yace sai mu dauki yan uwan mu mu kai baba
har ya yi
wannan babin ne sai ni wani masu kallon da masu abin nan su shi su masu bautan haka da wani su abuwa zai mu je mu tsaya gaban gaba da su suna mana shara abin kunya ne.
That you have to go to Kano and hire a lawyer to settle a matter here.
Sai mu tashi wai zan ina da wani lawyer wani alhaji mai dubun kudi bare zai same shi bai kudi a mun shara.
Is there no honor and integrity in the house of God? Yeah. Is there no rule of righteousness above all? Okay. Is there no believing and trembling
at His word?
Is there no recognition of who we are in Christ? We are great people.
Yes. Wato zamu in ba mu sani mu yadda yin mu a cikin Kristi ba amma mu sani cewa mun ci karfin inda muke zato matsayin mu a cikin Kristi.
Made so by God himself, he forgave our sins, he cleansed us, he made us righteous, he accepted us, he loved us with a revealing of his power.
Wato mu gani kaunar da Allah ya yi mana ya turo ɗansa aka yi mana a ɗaya aya abubuwa da dama. Ya dauke mu ya wanke mu ya share mu muka zama masu tsarki ya ba mu ikon sa kuma.
And Paul says in verse 7, and now therefore it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. And even though Paul was very gracious, he had to get into the heart on this matter and say, you're wrong.
Wato da Bulus ya duba yanayin rayuwar mutanen nan na kwantar ya ce musu da kuke kai juna ku shari'a ya dubi yanayin rayuwar su ya ce gaskiya duk wani abin da kuke yi bai kyautata ba bai kamata ba a yi kilisiyar Ubangiji.
That's preaching, isn't it?
Bisharin kenan ma
yake. To deal with every known sin in the Bible in the verse of the text with a grace.
Wato duk wani dubu a Bible ya mana kwanci ya ba mu shawarwari da yadda za mu yi tafiya mu gama rayuwar mu daidai.
Look what Paul says in verse 7. Why do you not rather, and this hits me hard, accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? I'm rebuked.
Ya ce abin da ya tabo shi. Bulus yana tambaya ya ce, to me yasa ba za ka ɗan haƙuri ma a cuce ka ba? Ba za ka ɗan haƙuri don an maka wani ɗan laifi? Sai ya ce wannan abin ya tabo shi.
I would not let you just to lay down and if you're sleepy, is you need to stand up. If you may have had to work all night and be exceedingly tired, but this is not the place
to
sleep. Not the place to sleep. If you're sleepy, please stand up. If I wasn't preaching the truth, it would not matter, but I am.
Amanda ba bushara na gaskiya yake ba zai damu ba amma yana so kowanne ya gane me yake yi.
But Paul is saying instead of us always fighting for our rights,
Bulus yana cewa kowane lokaci muna su ainihi ba a cutana ba a mana ba a wuce lafiya.
And how I've been wronged by Muslims and I have no light.
Wato kuma yadda wani ta wajen wancan makwabtanmu na ainihin dole ɗauke shi na ko'ina za a ce ya je.
Why don't you rather suffer and be grateful that you have God?
Me yasa ba za ka yi haƙuri ba da wani cuta da wani abin da aka yi maka domin kana da Ubangiji?
This is minor trouble and minor persecution. Now, in America,
wato kamar yanzu a ƙasar America,
we complain all the time about every little thing that happens and we call it persecution, but it's nothing but the pinch of a mosquito bite. There's no death.
Yeah.
There's no blood being shed in the U.S.
But have we become a people so sensitive and so timid that every time somebody does something wrong that I don't like, I feel offended? Instead of praising God, I'm not in hell where I ought to be. Oh God, the gospel is transformative if we only realize its power and take hold of our
Bishara, yana canza rayuwar mutum. Mu samu ruhi na hakuri da na rayuwa idan muka yadda muka amince da shi.
Stop looking in the mirror to see who you are and look at the Bible.
Mu daina kallon madubin mu ga yadda fuskar mu, amma mu duba madubin littafin mai dauki za mu gane yanayin mu.
This will make you feel great. This will forgive your sins. This will make you walk uprightly. This will make you have dignity. Not how much money you have.
No.
That means nothing.
Exactly.
We're the children of God through Jesus Christ. The highest privilege ever bestowed upon a man. He says, realize it and enter in. No, verse 8, but you yourselves, you do wrong and cheat, and you do these things against your brethren. And I'm going to bring point number 2 right here with this warning, and then I'll bring point number 3 in the cleansing. I hope the Lord gets it. He brings his axe and he wants to grind at the tree that's at the root of this matter, that some of you are even in the church doing dishonest things unto others. I would shake and tremble. I would fear God. How about you? Is there a fear of God here, or is there only forgiveness being spoken about but not lived? His brother in our morning devotion, he brought us words on forgiveness from Matthew 6. Forgive us of the people who owe us, even as you forgive us of things that we owe you. And I realize that I have a lot of growing I need to do. It's some people I need to forgive in a way I don't even know yet. But that's the growth of the Christian life, is to keep on praying. But he says in verse number 9, do you not know that the unrighteous, but those who were not truly saved and converted by the grace of God, will not inherit the kingdom of God? Are you listening? Can you hear me? The unrighteous. No matter how long he's been in church, even if he's the pastor and he fools everybody else, he will not inherit the kingdom. If he hasn't been changed and transformed by supernatural grace, no matter how he talks, he's going to hell. Righteousness is much more than how you act. What you do is based upon what you believe about Christ Jesus. But if you're not doing those things that you believe with your mouth in your life, you're going to hell.
Wato adalci, adalci mutum yana da bambanci da adalci na Ubangiji. Domin adalci mutum za ka gani yana da ɗan kirki, yana da wasu abubuwa na waje, amma cikin zuciyarsa bai kamɓai bai bai kamɓai da wannan adalci na baki da faɗiwa da ayyukan da yake ba, sai kana da adalci na ruhaniya, adalcin da zai shiga.
The person's not a Christian because they come to church. Not because they have been baptized. Not because they sing well and they like to dance. And he danced so funny. But the transformations
are not the answer.
It's a real belief of the truth
that
takes place in a life I know it's supernatural. Well, I know it's not human. It's of God. And it must happen to you and me. It must happen. Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators. That's not a big sin here up in the north, but I'm sure it's somewhere. And a man would sleep with someone that's not his wife. I don't know how the Christians are able to live their and to leave their wives here for months on end and maintain purity in their bodies when there's so many harlots that walk around the street and even hang out at the hotel half dressed and calling you with their eyes. I don't, but you've got to fight sin by the grace of God.
Yes.
Nor idolaters. That's the love of anything else but Jesus Christ as number one in my life, according to the true gospel. Anything else, anybody else, it's idolatry at its core, and it's wrong, and you shall not inherit heaven.
Yeah.
Let's be serious now.
Mu yi da gaske wannan rayuwar tamu.
Let's not be deceived.
Kada mu bari wani abu ya gaye mu.
Nor adulterers.
Ba masu kaza.
Nor effeminate.
Ba masu kazanta.
This word means that even though I'm not a homosexual in my actions, I'm a homosexual in my heart.
Wato, akwai irin mutanen da za su zo ba wai sai an samu zunubin ba, amma irin tunanin su na zunubin da suke kakwa ba a zuciyarsu.
And pastor, it's so hard for a boy that's been born a homosexual to change his nature, but God can.
Wato zamu gani matashi ko yarinya ko samari ba zai iya canja yanayin rayuwarsa ba, sai Ubangiji ne kadai ya canja rayuwarsa.
He's saying it's not enough to just marry a woman, you got to be changed on the inside out.
Wato ba wai don ka aure bane sai zuciyarka ya canza cikin rayuwarka kafin za ka ji daɗin rayuwar Kristi.
Nor the sodomite, that's the actual practice of this unlawful disgrace against God.
Wato idan muka je gudu za mu gani irin rayuwar da suke na kazanta ɗin nan wanda ba sa ɗaukaka Ubangiji kan komi.
Nor thieves,
ba ku barawo.
Who is a thief in here?
Wato akwai barawo a nan.
You shall not inherit the kingdom unless you repent.
Sai in mutum ya tuba ba zai samu mulkin Ubangiji ba.
You remember Judas?
Mun tuna Judas Iscariot ko? A Bible.
He hid it from everybody that he became the treasurer who overlooked the money.
Da yan sisi da kwakwai-kwakwai suke shiga lokacin almasihu, shi Juda ne yake ɗan kargo yana zuwa ba aljihu ana tattarawa.
What a wretched way to go to hell, caring about the money when the Lord Jesus Christ is being preached.
Wani bala'i ne fi haka nan, san kudin da aka tattara sai tunduru shi maganar kuɗi ne kawai ke zuciyar shi ba maganar Yesu ba.
I don't want to go that route.
Ba na son shiga jahannama gaskiya don ɗan sisi ko ɗan kwakwai-kwakwai ɗin nan.
I don't want to have secret sin that nobody sees but me. And God, but judge on the throne.
Kai mai wasa muna dan boye wani sai an kankana da zunubai wanda muka sani zai hana mu zuwa mulkin Allah. Kamu yadda.
It would be better to repent in secret or openly for your secret sin than to carry it with you into the lake of fire.
Wow. Yace ya kamata cikin ma cikin sirrin mu tuba mu yi ma Ubangiji ku kada gaske Ubangiji ni ina so rawar da wannan masifa domin kan mu ci wannan mu kuma kuma kai har cikin jahannama ba ka ga mun shiga uku.
No covetous sir.
Ba ma sun kwadai.
As greed for money and power.
Kamar da wani suke nima iko da karfi na mulkin duniya.
Mr. Big Shot.
Wato babban kifi.
He wants so badly to be bigger than somebody else.
Yana so komai za a sani sa ce shine. Duk wani abu da za a yi shine.
Or to be bigger than he can be by the grace of God.
Wato ya bi ya zama babba fiye da ma alherin Ubangiji.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with God exalting a person, but he gives God all the glory and he serves God the whole time if he's not covetous.
Ba wani abu mawuyaci bane ga Ubangiji ya dauka talaka daga sama ya mai da shi wani abu, amma rashin tauhidin ba ka daukakawa Ubangiji ko mai da kanka ne kake duba iyawar ka ne.
Stick with me, sister.
Kina da kanka ne ko kina da mafarki mafarki?
Nothing wrong with having money if it doesn't have your heart.
Wato idan ba shi da zuciyarka ko da kana da kuɗi ba ko da kake bukata.
This her sister has been rich.
Kamar ta yi wannan mun san matsayin ta lokacin da take.
Has been poor.
Mun san wai kiji kuma kaskan da ita.
And may be rich again, we just found out.
Ko wata kila za ta zama mai tsarkin ba mai tsarkin ba sani ba wannan ga Allah Allahu Akbar.
And guess what? It does not matter.
Ko ta zama mai arziki ko kar ta zama mai arziki ba shi ne wai kiji ke bukata mu ba wannan abu ko dai ne kuma garin mu. Ai.
Am I going to love her anymore because of the money that she has in her pocket?
Ba yanzu kila uwarta ko mamai ko uwarta mai bai bukata ta kuma don ba ku ya jihu wannan ba shine Ubangiji ke kuma.
That would make me a covetous idolater. On my way to destruction.
Ga hanya hallaka.
Instead of prayer.
Memako masamazare bina tuba mai zama ka diye son da shi da kyau.
Nor drunkards, nor revilers, a reviler is an abusive person.
Wato babu mashayi ko kuma masu rayuwar kasanta haka.
And I ask you men, please listen. If you have other matters, let's just wait until it's done. I want you to hear every word coming out of my mouth.
Yana roke mu duk wani kalma da ya fita, yana so mu saurare shi da kyau mu kuma gane. Domin yana da muhimmanci a
rayuwarmu. I'm here once in a lifetime to bring you God's message. Please hear the word of God. God's word. Not mine. God's. You understand? I'm preaching the Bible.
Yeah.
I didn't make any of this up. This is what it says. And I want you to hear it. A reviler is a person who, with his words, he beats on people with his mouth. I hate wife beating. But the Bible doesn't even like abusive language. You don't even have to hit a woman to end up in hell. Just abuse her like she's less than. Because you got the power. You can be guilty of this too. An American woman.
Come on, America, my son, America, my son.
You better watch yourself. She'll cuss you out. She'll talk about you. She'll get up in your face like she wants to fight. And then think that by going to church on Sunday, that makes her a Christian. No. Don't envy what you see on television. I think you got a pretty good thing going on here. Nor extortioners will inherit God's kingdom.
Wato babu masu yaudara wanda za su shiga mulkin Ubangiji.
And I understand it's hard to stay awake. I have fallen asleep in church.
Wato ya sani yadda yana da wuya ga wato tsarki da yake bishara kai.
So I'm not being mean to you. I just want you to hear.
Ba wai tsarki kuma yana wuri na bane, yana ta so wajen saurara shi kenan.
But look what Paul says in in verse number 11, and we'll look at this verse and I'll stop. Such were some of you. Is that what you are or what you were? Ask yourself the question. That's my old life.
Yeah.
That's the way I used to be. That's the way I used to act. But I'm not that way anymore. How about you? And here's is what he said happened. You wash yourselves. What this means is that the gospel came to you with power and you received it as your own. It means that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, a successful Savior who obtained eternal redemption already. Our faith does not add to Jesus Christ at all.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ already put away the sins of those who will be saved by God. He calls them the elect, his sheep, who shall hear his voice. He already saved us when he paid for our sins with his precious blood. He's not waiting on me and you to believe. He already satisfied God. But faith means he did all that for me. Faith means I'm a sheep. I am elected of God. I've been called to him with supernatural power. I have the
inheritance.
Because our Lord Jesus said, he that believes in me has what?
Eternal life.
Everlasting life.
Yet you, what they buy the good job of any, you're not the right. None of it is.
Not of that. Did you see it? Is the work is already accomplished. It's already perfect. Everybody whom he has predetermined, he will save. He will save. And faith makes me see I'm in the kingdom of God.
Yes. Wato abin da Yesu ya yi alga gama komai an kuma da an gyara shi. Abin da ya rage mana kawo mu mu ga kanmu muna cikin mulkin Ubangiji.
And my young sister, that's when you're baptized.
Ya ruwa na da wa lokacin da za a maka baptism kenan.
When you know and believe the true gospel and say that's for me.
Wato idan ka kalli wannan bishara sai ka ce bishara nan nawa ne. Ka samu mutane. Amen.
Now, that's how I got into the kingdom. I was hearing the preacher. I was stripped of my pride. I saw Christ exalted. And then I said, how can I get in on all that? And the preacher said, it's for whoever believes.
Okay.
And I said, I believe.
Yes, na bani gaskiya.
And so it's mine.
Don haka kai nawa ne.
And without any feelings, without any evidences, without any power over sin, without any transformation possibly have happened in my mind, I knew already I had the entire
inheritance.
I didn't need any other evidence. I had faith in Jesus Christ according unto his
word.
He said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall not be put to shame. He said, whoever believes in him will not be confounded. And so I trusted my soul to Jesus Christ. How about you?
What do you want?
Have they trusted him?
Wato don mun ba da gaskiya gare shi.
Are you trusting him now?
Muna dogara da shi?
Yeah.
Or still trusting yourself? Who you trust?
Why do you dogara da shi? In ba shi bane kuma.
Who's going to bring you to heaven?
Why yana da iko ya ja ka
zuwa? Is it Jesus Christ or is it you?
Yesu ne ko kuma iya kokarin ka ne da ayyukanka?
Yesu. Yes, you do. Yes,
you
do.
Yes,
you
do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
But guess what? Paul wants us to see that what has happened by trusting Christ is so real that it's transformative by God's power.
But yana so mu gane cewa wannan kalma da muke ji yana da iko wato wanda zai ba mu tabbaci muna cikin mulkin Ubangiji ba wai ko sani wani abu daban fiye da kalman ba.
What is the name of this church?
Me wannan sunan ecclesia.
What's the name of power?
Yeah?
What's full of power?
Ah,
what's full of power?
Everywhere I go, I'm eating these churches called the Gospel of Power.
Wato bishara shine iko.
That's exactly what I'm preaching. And so now you know even more clearly what your name means, what God's been trying to tell you the whole time. The gospel is the power of God. And here's what happened unto
you.
You were sanctified. That means that God made you holy on the inside so that you and I are now a new creation, even though we got the same old, just worthless body.
Wato, ta wajen jin kalma Allah din nan ban gaskiya sai muka samu juyin rayuwa. Ko da yake juyin rayuwa ba zai saka ka fara daga baki ka zama fari ba. Ko kuma daga wani kala zuwa wace kala ba, a'a, amma daga cikin birnin zuciya kana sane ayyukan ka gaza da su bambanta.
Now my sister,
yaduwata,
this means nothing. It's what's on the inside.
Wato wannan sutura ba wani abu bane, amma abin da ke cikin sutura ne ake dubawa.
Yeah.
Not the garments, the heart.
Wato ba wai sa sutura bane yake mai da mutum wani abu.
And the Almighty God can change your heart and can leave your body in a wheelchair.
Wato Ubangiji yana iya canza rayuwarki, amma kuma kana nan kana tura ina irin wannan abin na marasa kafa. Yawwa, amma ka riga ka samu juyi cikin rayuwarka.
But you're going to heaven by God's power.
Amma za ka shiga mulkin Ubangiji lokacin ba da wannan abin ba.
Just glorious.
Magani ko Ubangiji.
I don't need more money, I don't need a new car, I don't need to live in California, I don't need a big salary, I don't need, I got God!
Bana bukatar gidan sama biye ne, bana bukatar tumbun kuɗi, bana bukatar wani abin duniya. Abin da muke nema Ubangiji muke nema shikenan.
Yeah.
And his power is in my life.
Iko a rayuwana.
Oh, there's a friend in New Jersey who wrote that after a long time, I have finally found peace. And I'm happy for him. I want to tell him, and I probably will. Your peace, hold unto it, never let go. It's more precious than life itself. That's what you have by God's power.
What does it say? What does it say? What does it say? What does it say? Domin abin da zai kanka aljanna kenan ka huta da masifar duniya ka rike ka kai da wani abu kwaci.
But you were justified or made righteous, and here's how, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Wato an samu tantazuwa mun samu tsarkakewa ta wajen duhu Ubangiji Allahnmu.
That's the two things that you and I need.
Abu wannan muke bukata rayuwar
ku. Ba wani abu
da wannan.
One, the name of Christ.
Suna Yesu Almasihu.
It's the precious blood he shed.
Wato jinin nan da ya zuba shi.
There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved.
babu wata suna da zamu samu kyantarwa daga zunubi ko kuma ceto.
His name,
sunansa,
his obedience,
shi da biyayya,
his death,
mutuwarsa,
his resurrection,
tashiwarsa daga matattu,
is all my righteousness with God.
Wato adalci na kenan ga Ubangiji.
But then I get something else.
Wato idan muna da wani abu kuma,
it's called the power of the Holy Spirit to live a Christian life.
Wato shine iko na Ruhu mai tsarki da mu yi rayuwa ta kristanci.
So I'm not just made righteous by the court of heaven, but I have a righteous soul implanted in me now.
Wato muna da kadalci mu wanda wani ya shuka a cikin mu ba wai ta iyawa mu bane.
Have you heard the message? I know my preaching is a little long for you, but you have to realize everything has to be said
twice.
I'm not taking too much time, but I'm trying to deal with you by the word of God.
Yana so ne ya kara kan mai shige mu ya kara shige mu ne. Ba wai yana maimaita haka kawai ba.
Do you really have the power of our Lord Jesus Christ through the blood he shed and the Holy Spirit to live a new life that's holy unto the glory of God?
Ya kamata mu samu wannan iko domin mu samu rayuwa da zamu yi rayuwa wanda ya cancanta na Ubangiji yadda ya shimfita domin mu samu ƙarshen rayuwa mai kyau da shi.
If you do,
in muka yi haka nan,
then you will act like it.
Za mu yi kuma tafiya irin
da rayuwa. You will show.
Idan ba mu da tabbacin kuma.
And you'll be able to discern other people from your talking into more experience.
We'll
be able to see and to judge things much more clearly.
Wani zubi za ka ga mutane suna fadi wani abin da baya cikin su. Ta wajen ayyukan za ka fara gane su. Cewa fadin baka ne kawai.
If not,
in ba haka ba,
you shall not.
Ba za mu taba gada mutum Ubangiji ba.
Which is it for you?
Wanne ne yanzu muka zaba?
Is it cleansing by the power of Christ?
Ta wajen tsarkakewa ta kalmar Allah din nan ne.
Through the gospel, or is it hell because sin is still your master?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.